and welcome to another episode of Outspoken with Eden Halves, where there are no holes barred. We'll get onto that later. Now, I do have to give you a quick disclaimer that there is going to be foul language in this episode. And I also want to add in that we have a guest today who deals with life experiences with dark humour. There is a list below of all the topics we are touching on. If you are sensitive to any of these, please watch no further if you do not have dark humour.
Today's podcast is kindly sponsored by AG1 by Athletic Greens. So if you want to support the show, then head over there.
You can find this podcast on Spotify, YouTube and Apple Podcasts every Friday at 7 p.m. Now, we are joined today. My co-host today is Sissy Freya.
Hi.
And our best friend, Steph.
Yay.
Now, you guys don't see Steph a lot.
No, I'm always hidden.
You're a bit of a hermit, aren't you? But like, she's one of our best friends.
I don't see you guys very often.
Yeah, do you know we haven't seen Steph since my birthday? Oh, no, Chris Brown and then my birthday before.
I think we all needed a moment after that concert.
Yeah, and my birthday.
I think we all needed some distance.
Let's discuss Freya's birthday as our first subject. And we've all kept quite quiet about this until Freya's given us permission.
It's how no one's spoken about it. And we all haven't just thought, what?
And we're all supporting you.
Freya was on a pill called Desogestrel. And we've both been on it and we've both come off it. But we went to a restaurant called Novikov for her birthday.
Vile.
And we were all there and it was really nice. And then suddenly Freya got... It's like...
No, I wouldn't say it was suddenly the second I walked in.
Yeah. All I can describe it as is the devil took her over.
Yeah.
Her eyes glazed.
There's actual thunder above your head.
No one was safe.
Yeah. Mm.
No. And the bill came to over £1,000. No, thank you. Nothing. She just shouted at us all night.
Do you know, I'll tell you exactly what it is. Do you know what it is? I think it was Desogestrel number one, it was the tight bun and the dress. Yeah. Like, I think the dress was stunning, but I think because I was so angry, I thought, what the fuck am I wearing? Do you know what I mean? Every time I got off, I thought, you know, cat! Do you know what I mean? Like, I was so angry at the dress.
What were you wearing?
I can't remember what. And I remember
cocktail dress to here, stripper hooker boots up to here. And I was like,
and I remember Stephen Sophia wearing blazers, and I thought, so sad. Everyone's coming blazers for my birthday.
And Steph kept going, oh, this is fucking vile. She's
like, oh, what's that? Don't like fish.
What is it you ordered? You ordered like the Chinese menu. Do you remember, what is it she ordered?
Yeah,
it was like
the most
basic Chinese.
And she was retching on it in front of these people walking past.
And then do you remember what you guys gave me to eat?
So Steph doesn't really eat a lot. You don't eat sushi often, do you?
I don't like fish.
Yeah, so
quite a good restaurant choice.
I don't even like it.
I would have preferred tapas.
A sashimi board came out and it had wasabi on the side, and obviously you have a tiny bit with sushi. Steph had never seen it, so I was like, oh, this is an appetite cleanser. Like, between courses, I gave her the biggest spoon, and it's literally, if you've never had wasabi, guys, it's like the most painful horseradish in your nose. And she ate it and she started crying.
And do you know what it is? I couldn't even laugh at that.
Every time we were crying,
I felt, do you know what's going through my head? I was thinking, how dare you all be laughing on my birthday?
I think you called Eden a bully at one point. Yeah. I
was so angry.
But I said to Freya, like, okay, like, chill out now. And she's like, why are you piping up?
Oh, she was like, if they bring out a birthday platter, I'm leaving.
Yeah. I was like, they bring out a fucking platter, I'm leaving. Don't do that.
It cost £96 and it had smoke.
No, remember, you all ate it.
Didn't tell us it was going to cost an extra £95. And it came out and it was just like, papaya.
I didn't have any of it. Not one bit.
I deserve nothing on that birthday.
I didn't get anything.
We demolished it.
I deserve nothing.
We had it. There was lovely like little cakes in there, wasn't it?
I think the tiramisu was good.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That's
but
so
then
me.
You don't offer something to come out and then charge for it. I think it's really cheeky.
Clever though.
Yeah, very clever.
Yeah.
So you guys are both mums, and the internet twist of the week is that you are not smashing life, according to my words. And I'm really sorry that you feel that way. But I must say that is not the case.
No, it was a twist of words.
I think out of everything that you've ever said, that has to be the most frustrating twist.
Mm. No, George, shall I tell you one? We'll go back to this. Right. The other day, right, have you ever seen The Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah, oh, I saw that one too.
Steph, so you know in the beginning, like, it's a really scary desert and there's like scary wagons going everywhere. Yeah. So you know my lane where I live? It was like sunny and dusty outside, and this like Scooby-Doo van came round the corner, right? And these two terrifying parents, this poor little boy, like, he looked completely normal from what I could see. There was nothing like physically like that I could see at all. But the only reason I said, oh, The Hills Have Eyes, is because these two parents drove past us and they went, in this terrifying dirty girl. And then everyone's like, you're ableist, you're this, like, you're assuming that.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's true. And everyone came for you, not for Yaz.
Yeah.
Always the one.
Back to
the mum thing. It was literally, and I knew, I watched the video and I went, Eden, the wording there, every mum is going to get offended. Yeah, I know, like, what she meant.
Yeah,
and if you have a brain sense and someone says it's two different senses, you're like, oh yeah, it's two different senses.
It didn't even cross my mind when I heard that.
You know me, though.
It didn't even cross my mind.
But now, like, I can't, when I was watching it and people are like, you've been caught out, that's why, I've not been caught out. I posted it. I rewatched it and I was like,
Imagine you actually said that. Like, I meant that.
No, but imagine I said it and I had to meet all you guys and I was like,
yeah, and the confidence, like, you, if you were like, oh, no, mum, like, oh, how is it you worded it? You were
the
like,
the reason I said you're not smashing life is like, because if you're smashing life, you have no time to be horrible to me.
Yeah. Not so that you're a mum. You're saying like, you're a mum, you should have better morals.
As in, like, than you're a mum, how can you talk about something
people,
like that?
And then people were arguing, saying like,
she not did all, mean it.
They were like, not all mums are like that. And I was like, how? Yeah. But like, in like, that's the like basis thing. People go so deep for stuff, don't they?
I said, I'm smashing life. You're not. Then we have a pause and I say, like, I needed a longer pause, I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah. You needed a full
you're
stop.
You're a mum. And the reason I say you're a mum, you're a mother, is because I hold mums on such high pedestals, don't 100%. I? All I do is say, like, you're doing such a good job. Like, and I love, like, kids.
You should be better than, right, like, that's hating on.
You're a mum. You're a mother. Like, holding them on such a pedestal, because in my eyes, and probably yours guys as well, obviously you are mums, mums are the matriarch of a family. They hold, you're the glue.
And what you do, your kid's going to copy.
And I just doesn't cross my mind how you can be a mum and be a troll.
No, imagine going on the school run.
If someone did that to your kids.
Just how?
Like, if someone just started being horrible about your kids. Yeah. Like, or being horrible to your kid. Mm. I just don't understand it at all.
I think when you're a mum.
I would like to get a troll and sit them down and say, what's going through your head?
I'd love to know.
I'd say, you don't know me, you little cunt.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, I'll give you something to hate me for. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth.
Like, you've been caught out. You're getting all defensive.
No, you're wrong. Goodness. Yeah, you're wrong. Yeah. Stop. Wrong. W-R-O-N-G.
But they never want to hear it.
Yeah. What do you think's the worst thing I've ever said online?
Probably the Russian whore.
Yeah. I think that was your worst.
But you know,
you know when you think of moments back and like you don't want to think about, like when you crashed in front of Ricky. Oh.
Have I ever told you about
embarrassing
that?
You can't think back to because it's so embarrassing.
We've got AG1, haven't we? AG1 is the best, guys. These by Athletic Green. Honestly, you drink one in the morning. I take them for bloating. And it's also good because we can't be asked to take all these vitamins all the time. And it's a nutritional drink. Yeah. It's a nutritional drink that, that just gives you everything that you kind of need. And for me, yeah, I bloat so easily. And obviously, I have to get into a wedding dress in July. So AG1 is just the best. And they also have like travel pack ones. So if you go out, just grab a bottle of cold water, ice cold water, pop it in, give it a shake and just drink it. Because I was using a nutritional drink from America, but it's so hard to get hold of, whereas with AG1 you get subscriptions, so I get them monthly, so I never forget. Lloyd has been stealing mine.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, and honestly, most of the nutritional drinks that you'll try taste a bit like horse shit and manure, whereas these ones just goes down really, really smoothly and does stop my bloating as much, and they also support immunity as well. So Athletic Greens is giving away 1 year free supply of vitamin D and 5 travel packets if you head to www.athleticgreens.com/outspoken. So the travel packets come like this. Beautiful. And I'll be honest, I just can't be asked to be having a full round of vitamins. It's difficult to know who to trust, though, and that is why I love AG1, because they have everything that you need. There's no artificial sweeteners, none of that. Diet friendly, vegetarian, vegan, all the stuff you love. So their big fat butt, wiggle wiggle wiggle. That's athleticgreens.com/outspoken.
I don't have one.
Ricky, just wait. Everything. Ricky was walking up the stairs at the station and I reversed back. And because I'm so weird and socially awkward, my car, you know, the thing round the wheel, it was ripping off. The front of the car was ripping off. And I continued. I could hear this noise. It was like, and I just continued to go. Ricky went,
And I was like, I'm too cringed out. Like, what do I do now? I was going to drive off, but half of my car was on the road. I think about it every day.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've done that you can't even think back to?
Have you fallen? Did you fall down
at your dad's funeral?
Of course. Definitely. 100%. No, do you know what? I'm quite proud of that. I was having my moment and I was going to own it.
Did you once fall over at Sophie's school?
Did you?
I remember you telling me, or your mum did.
No, my mum did. And she scraped her knees. I just remember thinking, she was wearing a long coat down to her ankles.
No, that's so sad.
And she smells like earwax.
I've got two.
Oh, no, I love her so much. No, I'd say at my dad's funeral, when I went up to the corner, I was like, ah! Can I just say goodbye?
Roger, were you embarrassed?
100% he was embarrassed.
Were you like him?
But you know when you see it in movies where they like dropped their knees? Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm going to have my moment. My dad would want me to have my moment.
Let's touch on that, because we deal with everything in our lives with very, very dark humour. And Steph has gone through so much that you wouldn't... Seeing her now, you would never think for a second the stuff she's been through. So let's talk about your dad without crying.
No, I won't cry.
Well, no, do.
Shall I?
Yeah, if you can.
No, I cried so much last night in bed that I don't think I have any tears left. No, do you know what it is? Like, my dad had the darkest humour of all people. Yeah. And that was our relationship. We didn't really like each other. Couldn't stand each other. Mm. But we had...
You adored each other.
We loved each other loved each so other. Much. We, like, clashed. And the thing that we both had in common was our dark, dark humour.
And food.
And food. Standard. But like, even when he was dying, like, he was just so funny about it. He'd be like... He'd throw his arms off me and be like, fucking take me already. What's taking you so long? Like, he was just so hilarious.
Steph won't accept her dad's Cypriot.
He was like the most Cockney
Ross,
Cypriot.
Ross, would you say he was Cockney?
Yes.
But I'd say like Cockney with an accent. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like Cypriot.
Her dad was the best. We went to Cyprus for Steph and Ross's wedding. Let's Ross is her husband. And we'll talk about her makeup in a second.
Cue the video footage and photos now.
But we went there, and that was the first time we met Steph's dad, was it? Steph's parents.
No.
But we went there, and me and Freya were with Sue and Mike the whole time.
Smoking vans.
They are just
with cats.
Having tea.
Why are they cats?
He was the funniest man, and he was such a credit to you.
Thanks.
And...
I loved him so... I still love him so much. I still don't think he's
gone. You can't
gone.
Believe you're not going to see him.
Yeah, like, he's not gone. And I speak to him all the time, and I really don't think he's gone.
Mm. How long ago was that?
In August, it'll be a year. So, like, 9 months.
Are you joking?
Yeah, how quick... Is my maths correct? Yeah. What is it then? 8 months? 8 months.
Did you die in September?
No, August.
He died in summer.
But do you know what infuriates me is that he went in with a broken hip and he should have come out and he always just didn't.
Apparently
with the old people, that's just the
nail. The infection
when they got nan.
Yeah,
she broke something.
She had terminal cancer for her.
Yeah, no, but she fell out of bed with a hip and then she couldn't have the strength to have chemo.
Home. Yeah, she was meant to come home.
Yeah, she couldn't have the strength to have chemo.
But he was just like a legend and I talked to him every single day.
But the way that you deal with grief is very similar to us. Like, do you find like grief's a bit of a C? Like, some days, like, you're laughing and you're joking, you feel guilt, and you're like, wait, I shouldn't be doing this because I've just lost someone. But then some days, like, you can't function.
See, I'm quite lucky. I've never had that I can't function. Literally, my dad died and I went straight into the right, what's next? Like, for me, it kind of spurred me on a bit more to do. I've never been a person to like be down in the dumps and stay there. I've
You're
always
so
come
strong.
Back up.
Mm. Everything that happens.
Am I strong? Do you know what it is? I think humour is my therapy.
Yeah.
Like, it might be inappropriate.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But if that's what gets me through.
Yeah. Who are you to tell someone how they can cope with anything or what sense of humour they have to have?
And for me, I'm happy that... It sounds awful, but I'm happy that my dad's dead because he suffered so much in the last 8 weeks.
It does get to that stage, doesn't it, where you're like, please just take them.
And then sometimes I'm like, was I sitting next to him thinking, Dad, hurry up? I think I was. But I'd been to the hospital so many times, and I did the 2 hours.
Parking anymore.
I got so many parking tickets.
Goals.
And in the end, I was like, Dad, how much is your bank account? Like, hurry up.
As a human, like, you've been faced with so many things that not a normal human.
Tell us just this year what you've gone through. No, because
let's keep on grief. You lost your sister when you were young.
Yeah, so I was 13, and I remember being at home watching Big Brother. I was still in, like, my school uniform, and I got the house phone rang, and I answered, and I was like, hello. And there was like, do you know Lindsay Hayhurst? I was like, yeah, that's my sister. Bear in mind, you would have heard I was a child. Mm. She went, I'm really sorry to tell you, she's dead. Why would you tell with that? You'd ask for the parents, right?
Yeah.
But then anyway, the worst part for me is I had to wake my mum up and say, Mum, Lindsay's dead. And she just pulled her cover over and she just sobbed. And that was what broke me.
Did she have any idea that was coming?
No one knew. She hung herself. She was obviously like in a really dark, awful place.
Mm.
But again, like, school tried to give me therapy and I was just like, I don't want to go. Like, let me go and do PE. Mm.
Yeah.
I hated PE.
I would rather do PE
than go to therapy. Like,
do you think it's that you try to avoid the pain? Or do you think it's just...
Sounds so bad, but I didn't feel pain.
Mm.
For me, it was just like, okay, what's happened. Sometimes you go through like ways where you're sad, but I think for me...
And sometimes it was like feeling for your mum as well.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
that's the
sad. I mean, when our granddad died, the grief I felt for my mum.
Yeah, it's and always the other person. Yeah. Even when I lost my dad, I was like, oh my God, your I'm mom. Never going to have my dad. But it was my mum. Mm. I was like, my mum...
Yeah.
Then I moved her in and she's a full-time babysitter, which is great. And I'm always like, dad would want you to help me. He wouldn't. He'd be like, come home.
Yeah, did they never come and see you when you were there?
Never. He used to hate it. But yeah, so grief for me growing up in our household, it was dealt with laughter. And I think that's why I carried it on the way I did.
Yeah,
it's the best way.
Yeah.
And this year, what else have you been faced with? Because I always say on this podcast, like, I want it to be funny, I want us to have a laugh, but I also want us to touch on things that you guys might have suffered with, or I want to touch on
go back to trying to get pregnant with Alina and then wait make your way down.
So obviously I had Sophia 8 years ago and I had the worst pregnancy ever. I had preeclampsia. I was on bed rest in hospital from 27 weeks. I wasn't allowed.
I'm only laughing because I know
what's coming.
Yeah, I know what's coming.
Like, it was the worst pregnancy ever. And I was really young. And I'll be honest, I didn't even want to be pregnant. Mm. I wasn't excited. I didn't have that, you know, oh my God, I'm going to be a mum. It was just a shit time.
Yeah.
And then I got to 37 weeks and they were like, right, your blood pressure's really dipping. We have to induce you. So then... Anyway, long story short, I got rushed into theatre to have an emergency cesarean.
You'll know why we're laughing in a second.
But I think
I need to put my hair up. What happened was
I was in so much pain that I passed out. And you know, that's quite normal in labour. Like, people pass out from the pain. And my mum ran out and she was like, Ross, we've lost her. She's dead.
If you knew Steph's mum, it's so funny.
Ross,
what was your reaction in that exact moment? Did you thought you'd lost your wife?
Yeah.
So then the nurses ran out and was like, no, she's fine. She's just passed out. Like, of all people to have in theatre.
She didn't check on you. She just
left. Yeah.
She wanted to go and comfort with Ross.
Not the baby, nothing. Do you know what I mean? And then I had her. It was horrendous. I swore I'd never, ever get pregnant again. Didn't want any more kids because of that.
I remember you saying that.
Mm.
I swore blind, didn't I? I'll never have another kid. I'll never go through that again.
Sophia used to scream so
and it was a silent scream, wasn't it? Like,
and she'd go red, wouldn't she, in the face?
Or if you go like, oh!
And you'd
like, she's what?
Yeah.
And you'd have your pink eye candy.
If I'd go,
rah!
Do you remember that video where I went, rah! And she'd go, she was just horrific. She was the worst baby.
And did she have like colic and everything?
Yeah, I genuinely remember walking down Tunbridge High Street thinking, I'm going to leave the buggy outside Spoon. Someone will pick her up.
The rage.
I did.
And I was like, if someone takes this baby, I'm not going to care ever again.
I remember when I first had Callie, I left the kids in the house with Dana. I went and sat on a bench, stared at Tunbridge River. And I thought, I can't do this. I thought, what am I actually going to... I was thinking I was going to jump in the river, but I can swim. So like, it wouldn't have done anything. But like, I was thinking, I was just
quite
such...
refreshing,
I was thinking, I'm quite hot. Summer. No, but like, I was in such a bad way. And I sat there and I thought, like, And that's the thing, you don't have the choice. Do you know what I mean?
And you don't. And I think people think that motherhood is, oh my God, you have this amazing baby and you're so happy. But the reality is,
I found it so hard.
That doesn't happen to very many people.
Yeah,
if you have it, like Yaz, you're lucky, right? Me, hated it. For the first year of my life, of her life, I thought, I can't do this. I really can't do this. I was struggling and no one checked
in. That's so important, Steph, because I spoke about this online and they're like, oh, you're not a mammy. But I've witnessed it so much, it's like true. The rage. Yeah. And people say, oh, well, if you're having these kinds of thoughts, you should seek medical help. But,
it's a
human thought. Not that you're going to act on it.
I knew I wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah, that's it. You know nothing's going to happen for me. What can I do?
Definitely get medical
help. I wasn't going to do it, but the thoughts go through your head like, I'm going to leave you here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But you know you're not going to because that's your child.
I'm about to walk out the front door and you're just going to have to cry.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, babies are so hard.
Such hard work.
So hard
work. I swore I'd never ever do it again. And then Sophia started school and you'll know that feeling. You know, when your baby starts school. And
When Callie did start school, though, I was like, oh, I've got no more babies.
You feel empty. Yeah. And that's when I was like, do you know what? I want to have another. And then we tried and I kept having miscarriages.
How were you feeling during that?
I was more frustrated because I thought it'd be easy for me. I thought I was young. I thought I was fertile. I thought it'd be fine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that no one will ever understand that feeling of when you look at a test and it's positive and then you bleed. Like, it's awful. And I think we actually have many miscarriages that we don't know about when we're not trying.
How many times
has your period been late?
Yeah.
So many times.
And you're like, oh, that's a bit clotty.
But I think seeing that test...
Yeah, it's different when
that's
you know.
That's a whole different, like, level.
So then during one of my miscarriages, I actually went in for an internal scan. And I remember you had Sophia, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I came out and I went in and they were like... This was during COVID, so I was on my own. And they were like, we need to check you and... Went back and forth, all these consultants came in, and it turns out I've got, I don't even know the word for it, it's a really long word. I've basically got a double uterus, double cervix.
So can you get double fucked?
No, but you know people that have this have two vaginas. I have one. I can confirm I have one vagina. Rather large, but I have one.
It's definitely two in one.
So I have two uteruses, two cervix, one fanny. And I think what happened was Sophia was the horrible pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I think she was in the smaller uterus. Anyway, so I didn't know about any of this. Had awful times. And then I finally fell pregnant with my second Alina. And the NHS looked after me so much. I had midwife appointments every single week. They really looked, and it turns out I had the best pregnancy ever.
So Alina went into the other side.
She was in the right side.
That's so weird.
But I went through my whole pregnancy.
So could you get pregnant with twins?
Yeah.
At different times.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a woman in India who has this, because I'm part of this Facebook group. Isn't that so sad?
Mm-hmm.
So basically she was pregnant in one uterus and then got pregnant 3 months later. So technically they weren't twins. They were different gestations.
You'd be so angry. Imagine giving birth whilst pregnant. You'd be
vile.
You'd feel so ill, wouldn't you?
Literally vile.
And how do they induce you? How do they get one baby out?
They must have to remove both.
Yeah.
But regardless, I had the best pregnancy ever. And then I remember saying to you, didn't I? I don't know what to do. I'm so petrified of labour. I used to have nightmares that what happened with Sophia was going to happen again. And it was actually Yaz that said to me, Steph, have a cesarean, have an elective one. And it was the best decision I've ever made.
Honestly, you had it, didn't you? And then Ross was like, can you bring Steph McDonald's? Yeah. Me and Frank went and took her McDonald's.
It was the best. It was literally like Sainsbury's self-checkout. I walked in with a little suitcase, hair and makeup, walked out with a baby.
Stunning.
And it was my recovery was amazing. Mm. Don't get me wrong, I know there's women that suffer really bad. Mm.
You got a bit funny with your scar, didn't you?
Yeah.
You got a bit of an infection. I think you did too much, didn't you?
Dunk.
Steph was ridiculous. She used to go shopping.
I went to Drusilla's 2 days after.
Yeah, didn't you go to Blue Water or something the next day? I remember seeing a story of you pushing the buggy when Alina had just been born. You're crazy.
But I just felt fine. Yeah. And I think for me, it was knowing how bad with Sophia I was. I just wanted to get on with it before it was too good to be true. Then I did dip a bit. I got an infection. It stung, but main thing, it stunk.
Mm, it does.
It smelled like earrings and... Mm. Puffs.
I've got a real big problem with earrings today.
Did you never get that?
My earrings don't smell.
No, my nose ring stinks of shit. But my plugs used to smell bummy.
You know, that gap between your ear and your face.
I know
you
what
ever
you mean.
Put your finger there and smell it?
Mine doesn't
I know exactly
smell.
What you mean.
It's my maybe yes,
like slight arse.
Yeah, like
guys, mine doesn't smell.
Do you know what it smells like? My tag.
Yes.
That's what lamb smells like.
I was just, I don't know if the footage saw, but I went to get my thing in because I was going to go. Yeah, I was like, actually.
My favourite thing about Eden. Like, when she pulls her thumb out, that's the first thing I do.
Yeah, you get your
tag
out.
How many times do we sit there like this and just don't even talk?
I know, and Freya's on her phone all the time.
When did I decide to stop sucking my thumb? I always think this. I was quite old. I think it's when I got pregnant.
I like that bunny.
Let's get on to the ectopic pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
So then I had Alina, blah, blah, blah. And then this year I fell pregnant again. And I actually had an ectopic pregnancy and it was horrific. Mm. Worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. I remember waking up in the morning, my whole body shaking because I couldn't control the pain. I was saying to Ross, I'm going to die. I'm telling you, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I went to the hospital. I was like, I'm having an ectopic pregnancy. They refused to scan me because I was under 6 weeks. They said, come back on Monday. I was crying on the phone all weekend. Please scan me. I know it's ectopic. But because I didn't have the shoulder pain, they told me it's not ectopic. But I never had shoulder pain, ever. That's one of the symptoms, but
Why would it be shoulder pain?
I don't know. But one of the main things is shoulder pain. Yeah. I didn't have it. By the time I'd got in for the scan on Monday, my tube had erupted. Within 20 minutes.
You can die from that.
Literally. Within 20 minutes, I was in theatre. Ross didn't even have a chance to get there. Mm. I was on my own. But again, the way I dealt with it was funny. Notes. I was sending you voice notes going, go down to theatre.
And you were like, I haven't shaved.
No, I hadn't shaved my legs, hadn't shaved my fanny. Remember what it looked like. Those nurses must have been like, right, how did you get pregnant? Did you sleep with Stevie Wonder? Because what the fuck is that?
You know, I would be like that if someone was under general anesthetic and I was a nurse. I'd be like,
I would be judging, wouldn't you? Yeah. And I definitely had boils between my legs.
Yeah, shaving rags.
Yeah.
I've got stretch marks at the inside of my thigh. I'd be like,
I just didn't care because I was in so much pain. I was like, really. They didn't actually, because the tube had actually already erupted, they had to remove the tube. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't save it. And they actually came around the next morning and said, like, you are really lucky to be alive. Mm-hmm. The internal bleeding was so severe, we don't know how you're still here. So long and short of it is,
your body loves a bleed, doesn't it? You hemorrhaged after Sophia, didn't you?
My body was not made to carry children, and I'm convinced of it.
Alina was all right.
She was amazing.
She was a miracle.
She's the devil now, isn't she?
Let's talk about the concerts that we've been to, because we can list a lot. The ones that Freya and I have been dragged to, and ones we've actually been to. So Freya, once
let me start. Mariah Carey.
She didn't really know
Steph. I didn't really know Steph, and she was crying. And I was so embarrassed. I didn't really know her. And like, me and Steph met is we met on a Facebook mums group, Tunbridge Mums. Really recommend it, guys.
It's so important that you set a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Because me and Freya met off a Facebook group, and we're friends online.
They've all started bitching about me in that chat, so it's gone now.
Oh, have they? How do you know?
How ungrateful.
I know.
But anyway, we met on Tunbridge Mums, and we didn't really know each other. I think this was like a year, and I think Ross had bought you Mariah Carey tickets for your birthday. Or something, and you were like, oh my god, please come with me. I was like, oh my god, I love Mariah Carey, and definitely I only know we belong together. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really, like, there's not lots I know. And I remember coming and like, you were like, and a hero, or whatever that song was. And I was like,
what? I was singing with chest.
And like, you were crying and stuff. And I hate people crying around me anyway. Mm. And you were crying. I was thinking, I don't really know you. And it was so good.
We got on the train home together. And I was thinking, you were judging me.
And I was.
And then we went to see Little Mix, which we have no interest in.
But it actually was good, wasn't it? They were quite good performers, weren't they?
They were like above us.
Yeah.
It was
fun. I don't give a fuck about that.
Jason Derulo, best day of my life.
I like
best day of my life.
Jason Derulo. What have I dragged you guys to? Never.
No, Ariana Grande. I dragged you two to that.
Oh, the cheek. Ariana Grande was really good, but like, it was just this like listening to the radio, wasn't it?
It was the same.
There was no same, like personality. Yeah. I think it was soon after that whole incident happened at the concert before, so she's probably had like PTSD. 100%.
But like, come out, hello, London.
Yeah, she didn't even talk. Nothing. It was just song after song after song. Where else have we been? Chris Brown.
But we saved the best till last. Chris Brown.
That's very controversial going to see him, girls. You should never have done that.
It's his artist.
As an artist, he was phenomenal.
Yeah. I enjoyed the music.
Look, you still go
Do you know what? I felt genuine happiness.
Yeah.
In that concert. Like, how good.
I was so anxious.
I was anxious because my boyfriend hadn't texted me back, but like, I was enjoying
Again, ungrateful.
She gets in her head so much, like, normal relationships, she'd be like, oh, they're just busy for a second. But she's like, what have I done? And then he replies normally, and she's like, oh.
And I enjoy the concert. It's under the influence next.
I just think the whole thing, the dancing, the singing, the acting.
It's just a talent, isn't it? Do you know what it is? How he wasn't out of breath. I can't do the school run without being out of breath. I can't walk up the stairs. I'm out of breath now.
Yeah.
from talking. And
that's so
do you know what I mean though? Like, and he did that whole thing, and not once was he like, yeah. Well, how's he breathing?
That's true.
Maybe it's the Illuminati.
Right.
Is he part of the Illuminati?
Yeah. No, he's not. That's why he tried
to cancel. Are they going to kill me? Is that why you two went quiet?
That's why they tried to cancel him, because he wouldn't take part in it.
Right, well, we're in a little bit of a rush this evening, but I hope we've touched on some subjects that hit home with you. If you want to see us chat again, make sure you comment. Give us a nice rating on Spotify. Give us 5 stars. Give us a little comment on the YouTube. Sorry, I've got fucking olive juice on my thumb. I've eaten the whole time. Have I spoken at all?
Are we still going to sheesh, though? I'm quite hungry.
Yeah, Ross is driving and I'm quite scared. He's like, can you know what it is? When your partner's the driver, you don't know if they're going to be in a good mood.
Pardon? It's on like a high street.
Chigwell. I love where you think we are. Anyway, guys, I hope you have enjoyed this evening. This nice little, it's quite dark outside. It's been a nice little evening chat, hasn't it? So if you want to see us again, make sure you leave a comment, 5-star review. If you didn't enjoy it, just fuck off and just don't. We won't talk about it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, catch us every Friday at 7 p.m. with the Outspoken with Eden House podcast.
Thank you to AG1 by Athletic Greens for sponsoring this episode. To keep this content free, make sure to support the show.
Lots of love.